Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're going backyard to Elkhorn and the Danish Immigrant Museum to visit with Terry Johnson. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, LaVon.
Terry, a 30th anniversary coming up this weekend. I can't believe it.
I know. It's an exciting time. We can't believe it's 30 years also for the museum.
And define, because I'm sure that the building wasn't built 30 years ago. So the 30 years is celebrating what?
30 years is the anniversary of when the museum first began in 1983. It was just an idea to build a museum to house artifacts and tell the Danish immigrant story. The building itself was built in 1994.
Mm-hmm. But this was such an important thing to happen, especially for us here in Iowa, to have the National Danish Immigrant Museum here. There were other places considered.
Well, the other place that was considered was Minneapolis. And you can see the difference between a major metropolitan area of, you know, many, many, many people and the communities of Elkhorn, Kimbleton, with a population of about 1,000. So it was a number of reasons that they ended up locating it here in Elkhorn, and part of it was just the enthusiasm of the local residents.
Mm-hmm. Everybody worked together to say, hey, this is an important thing.
And, that's right.
And, you know, it's a great location right off the interstate. It's easy for people to get there. So, as you say, there are probably a lot of different reasons why it was selected. So, you are having a party.
We're having a big party. Not only are we having a party, it's also the 94th meeting of our board of directors. And after the 30th anniversary celebration on Saturday, we'll also be celebrating Sankthansaften. So we actually have a threefold celebration going on here this weekend.
Just roll it all into one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the board of directors, you know, they have their usual meetings. And then Saturday is really the big event. It begins at 2 o'clock. And I want to say, too, that all events on Saturday are free admission. The only event we're charging for is the tent banquet from 5 to 7. But otherwise, anything that's going on at the museum from start to finish is free for the public. So we'd love everyone to come out and join us.
So I'm hoping many people have been there before, but if you haven't been there, what an opportunity to come and see the museum and all of the things that you have there.
That's right. And I'd like to start out by saying the events begin at 2 o'clock here at the museum, and they begin with a tour of our premier exhibit for the year, and that's Danish Modern Design for Living. And we'll be having tours given by Tova Brandt, and she's our Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. And this is quite an important exhibit for the museum. We have pieces of Danish modern furniture from around the country, from private lenders as well as some important museums. Following that, from 2:30 to 3:30, we'll have Glenn Henriksen playing the Victor Borge grand piano here at the museum. And Glenn is a wonderful, devoted museum member, and he's also he plays the piano. He lives in Armstrong, Iowa, and he's always been very gracious to come and help us out with different events that we have. Then from 3:45 to 4:15, we have someone from Olympia, Washington, coming to join us, and he's known as the Danish Troubadour, playing the guitar. His name is Fleming Barron, and so he'll do a performance outside the museum on the east patio. Then at 4:30, the doors open for the tent banquet, and we'll begin seating, and at 5 o'clock, the banquet begins. The program is very exciting. We have Governor Terry Branstad is a keynote speaker, and also the Danish ambassador, Peter Taksøe Jensen, will be here. He and his wife are coming, and he will also be speaking. So we're pretty excited about the program.
I guess. You have some people that, especially coming from Denmark, my goodness, they made a very special trip. But you have visitors from Denmark off and on.
We do. We have visitors from all over the United States, mm-hmm. and we get a lot of visitors from Denmark and Europe and Canada as well.
We should tell people if they want to come to the banquet, there's a fee. Can they still register?
They can. I'm sorry, they can no longer register because of catering
and
getting numbers, and we had to stop taking reservations on Monday. But following the banquet, we'll have our Sankthansaften. And
yes.
For those of you that don't know what that is, it's it's celebrating the summer solstice. It's St. John's Eve, and it's done every year on the weekend closest to the summer solstice. And we thought we'd tie that in with this weekend. So beginning 7 or a little after, we'll start our celebration, and again, we'll have music. Fleming Baron will be performing again. We'll have the Kimbleton folk dancers dancing around our new council ring on the in the Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, and Glenn Henriksen will be accompanying them. We'll have games for children. We'll have singing, and the biggest fun thing that people enjoy is the big bonfire that we have at dark.
And that's one of those traditions that goes along with this celebration, no matter where you are.
Very much so. And they when you celebrate this in Denmark, they'll often have a lot of bonfires along the shoreline of Denmark. And so it's a celebration. It's been carried on for a number of years, and they still continue it to today.
And about what time, approximate time, will that begin?
Songtowns often will begin a little after 7. You know, we'll have a little bit of a break after our dinner, and people can mill around, and we'll have lemonade. We'll have cake and ice cream. We'll have a couple of Danish layer cake and also some sheet cake celebrating our 30th anniversary. We have the Danish Inn is catering the meal, and they're also catering the party afterwards. And it's, like I said, it's free will donation. You don't have to pay. You don't have to be Danish. You don't have to be a member to come and have some fun with us.
And this will be an opportunity to get into the Jensen Park that you're working on and that whole renovation.
That's right. We have been doing a number of things the last couple of years thanks to many grants we received, including a Great Places grant from the state of Iowa. We've been able to hard surface the trail that goes through the museum grounds. We've planted 20 acres, 25 plus acres, with prairie seedlings and trees. And Jens Jensen was a landscape architect of the early 20th century. And so we followed his philosophies in what we've been planting here. The council ring is a big design feature of his. So we'll be having a fire in the council ring. And we've also just added something that's really beautiful is a large pergola, which will have interpretive signs at the beginning of the trail so that people can learn about Jens Jensen and what his philosophy is all about.
You always have something new going on there. That's a real credit to the success of the museum.
It is. We have a wonderful staff. We have a hardworking staff. We have, you know, John Mark Nielsen, our executive director, is a great leader and has great visions for us. We also have a very dedicated board, hands-on board, that's very helpful and gives us good direction. And we've also been really lucky with volunteers through the years. Since day one, we've had wonderful volunteers that have helped with everything from ironing tablecloths to getting out there and helping us plant, and the community itself. We've got a membership from across the United States of around 2,000 people, and just have always had great support from the community. So we've been very blessed.
That's what makes things happen. And I'm going to be prejudiced and say that probably happens a little more in Elkhorn-Kimbleton area than it might have happened in Minneapolis. That's just a prejudice of mine.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I want to just have you mention, too, about your board. So often we think of boards, you know, it would be people from Cass County. Wrong.
Our board of directors, we can have a maximum of 25, and right now I believe we're at 21. Many of them have roots in Elkhorn. Some live locally. We have one that lives here now. We have some that have lived here and moved away. But generally, they're from all over the United States, and we look for people, both men and women, that are Danish, either Danish immigrants or Danish by heritage, that can support our mission and see our vision. They help us financially. They help us. They come in and help do inventory in the gift shop. They help work in the gift shop. They help with other tasks that we have. They all have their special background. Some are financial. Some are educators. But they all have their own special area of expertise, and we have various committees. And they work very, very hard to help us advance the museum.
Terry, what are the usual hours at the museum?
The museum is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 5, and Sundays noon to 5. We're closed on most major holidays, New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Admission is $5 per person for adults, $2 for children 8 to 17, and under 8 is free.
Okay. And if people want to know more, you have a website.
We have a website, www.danishmuseum.org, and you can give us a call at 712-764-7001.
And if we want to get in on the celebration starting at what time on Saturday?
It starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and probably we will go till 10 or 11. We'll see.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much for telling us about the Danish Immigrant Museum a bit and about this great celebration that's going on this weekend.
You're welcome, LaVon. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. All people smile in the same language.